Good morning. Today's scripture comes from the Old Testament appointed for today's morning prayer, Deuteronomy chapter 8, verses 11 through 18. It reads, "Take care that you do not forget the Lord your God by failing to keep his commandments, his ordinances, and his statutes, which I am commanding you today. When you have eaten your fill, and have built fine houses and live in them, and when your herd and flocks have multiplied, and your silver and gold is multiplied, and all that you have is multiplied, then do not exalt yourself, forgetting the Lord your God, who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of slavery, who led you through the great and terrible wilderness, an arid wasteland with poisonous snakes and scorpions. He made water flow for you from flint rock and fed you in the wilderness with manna that your ancestors did not know, to humble you and to test you, and in the end, to do you good. Do not say to yourself, 'My power and the might of my own hand have gained me this wealth.' But remember the Lord your God, for it is he who gives you power to get wealth, so that he may confirm his covenant that he swore to your ancestors, as he is doing today." Moses is describing us. It is safe to assume that many of us listening today have a lifestyle that Moses is describing in this morning's passage. We have our fill of food, a fine home, a means of financial support or income, jewelry, technology gadgets, clothes, or other things above and beyond the necessities of life. This passage should cause each of us to pause and take stock of what we have been given and to whom we give credit. Even in the day of Moses, folks must have only been turning to the Lord when they needed something. Since this is clearly the case, it is the way that we are made, the way we are wired, but that is still no excuse. It just serves as a reminder that it will always be work for us to remember that all that we have comes from the Lord. I invite you today to reflect with me on taking stock of what we own, how we spend our money, and to whom do we give credit. A very important discipline is to take inventory of what we own so that we can be thinking and living into ways of using them to praise the Lord. Houses offer space to bring people together for a meal and laughter. Cars offer a means to bring goods to the poor. Money offers a means to support local charities or your local church. Learning how to use gadgets in a way that brings people closer to each other or to God are all ways of praising the Lord for what we have been given. In addition to prayers of thanksgiving, how can we use what we have to praise the Lord more openly, more consistently, with more regularity and zest? Today's closing prayer may be found on page 233 of the Book of Common Prayer, the Collect for Proper 18, the Sunday closest to September 7th. Let us pray. Grant us, O Lord, to trust in you with all our hearts. For as you always resist the proud who confide in their own strength, so you never forsake those who make their boast of your mercy. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. I invite you to call back tomorrow for a new reflection, or sign up for my blog, Inner Altar, to automatically receive each reflection in your inbox. Almighty God, whose blessed Son was led to the Spirit to be tempted by Satan, come quickly to help us who are assaulted by many temptations, and as you know the weaknesses of each of us, let each one find you mighty to save. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.